नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो चैप्टर सेवेंथ एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। सो प्लीज रिपीट। बक्षस्थल स्पर्श रुग्ण महेन्द्र दंतर्बिडंबिता कुकब्जूस उड़ाहसम सद्य सुविहिसहा विनेश्यति धारहर्तुर् विस्फुरजितर्धनुषा उच्चारत दिशन्ये बक्षस्थला चेस्ट स्पर्श टच्ड सॉरी टच्ड बाय रुग्णा ब्रोकन महेंद्र द किंग ऑफ हेवन वाहा द कन्वेयर दंतैहि बाय द ट्रंक विडंबिता इल्यूमिनेटेड काकुब्जूषा ऑल डायरेक्शन दस बीइंग सर्व्ड उड़ाहसम overtaken by laughter sadhyaha within no time asuhihi by the life saha along with vinashyati was killed dharahartuhu of the one who kidnapped the wife. Sorry, that's Dharahartu. Pishpurjitaha by the tingling of the bow. Dhanushaha wow. Uccharataha strolling. Strolling fast. Adhishanye in the midst of the fighting soldiers of both sides. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. When Ravana was engaged in the battle, the trunk of the elephant which carried the king of heaven, Indra, broke in pieces. Having collided with the chest of Ravana, and this scattered broken part illuminated all direction, Ravana therefore felt proud of his prowess and began to loiter in the midst of the fighting soldiers, thinking himself the conqueror of all direction. But his laughter, overtaken by joy along with his very air of life, suddenly ceased within the tinkling sound of the bow of Ramachandra, the personality of Godhead. Please repeat translation. When Ravana was engaged in the battle, the trunk of the elephant which carried the king of heaven, Indra, broken in pieces, having coiled sorry, having collided with the chest of Ravana, and the scattered broken parts illuminated all direction. Ravana therefore felt proud of his prowess. And began to loiter in the midst of the fighting soldiers, thinking himself the conqueror of all direction. But his laughter, overtaken by joy, along with his very air of life, suddenly seized with the tingling sound of the bow of Ramachandra, the personality of Godhead. However powerful a living being may be, when he is condemned by God, no one can save him. And similarly, however weak one may be, if he is protected by the Lord, no one can annihilate him. Srila Prabhupada is very short purport, isn't it? But it is very meaningful, very important. This is the, probably, I don't know, it's maybe my speculation. This is one Bengali verse. It's called Rakhi Krishna Mare Ke Mare Krishna Rakhi. Exactly, the translation is here, Srila Prabhupada given. So, it is very meaningful. See, Srila Prabhupada, he used every word appropriately. And every incident, he describes so nicely and clearly and meaningfully. In here in Shloka, shortly they describe, Sukadeva Goswami is described by, particularly in this verse, described by Lord Ramachandra. And there are so many things we can learn from here. Of course, we heard previous classes, it's so nice, about Lord Ramachandra's pastime, how he was Maryada Purushottam. Actually, not he was, he is. And his example of a son, king, a husband, or a leader, everything. Like, he's a perfect person. He came here to set up example. And then in this particular verse, it described that Ravana, who was so powerful, he has 10 head, and he conquered even Indra. He's so powerful. Actually, his son conquered Indra. That's why he given his name is Indrajit. His name was Meghnad. As soon as he born, he starts making sound like a demon, immediately. How the cloud makes sound. It's terrible. So that's why he is very proud. This is the demoniac mentality. When they will see something, even though something disaster, they will like it. Oh, this is very good. So he is proud of his son, and he gave his name Meghnad, who is Indra is defeated by him. So he conquered everything. He was so powerful. One day I was reading Atma Tattva Prabhu's article. And he was telling, even all the planet, isn't it? Like Mercury, Saturn, whatever. So they used to serve him. They have particular duty. So Shani, he used as a carpet. When he will sit on his throne, and he will put his feet on his back. Like, he will lie down and put his feet. Ravana was that powerful. You know, if he will angry, the demigod will be scared. That much powerful he was. And you know, one day Narad Muni came and he said, "Hey, why you keep Shani there?" He said, "Oh, then he will suffer. I'll be pleased by his suffering." And then he said, "Look, this part is pretty much very hard. So if you put your feet on the back, it won't be much hard. You turn him around, you know, other way. So you can put your feet on his chest. Then he will more suffer and he will enjoy more. Because you want to enjoy his suffering. He's not suffering enough. Do that other way." Ravana thought, "Oh, yes, yeah, that's a good idea. I must do that." And then he said, "From tomorrow, you lie down another way." So he used to lie down and Shani used to look at him, you know, and angry. So anyway, that's Lord's will. Lord want to come. So by his looking, he lost all his piety. And of course, he commits so many Vaishnava aparad. So that much powerful he was. But what happened? At the end, Srila Prabhupada gave the translation so nicely that with the tingling sound of the bow of Ramachandra, he's saying, but his laughter, overtaken by joy, along with his very air life, suddenly ceased. He is so powerful, but what happened? When Supreme Personality of Godhead, he doesn't want something. Doesn't matter how much powerful that person cannot sustain. It's impossible. And finally, he destroyed by Lord Ramachandra. With whom? Not even human being. With monkey. Yeah. Isn't it? So, that's what you have to understand. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Avasya Rakshive Krishna Vishwasa Palam. It's very important. We have to learn from here that particular aspect. Srila Rupa Goswami even mentioned that. That Krishna will protect in all circumstances. The six type of surrender is there. That is the complete surrender. And if we surrender according to that description, definitely Krishna will listen to us. You know, every day we say, "Oh, I pray to Krishna, please give me prama bhakti. Tomorrow on, I'll be pure devotee." And then tomorrow morning, I will not change anything. It's the same. Sucharu is a rascal like before. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying there is procedure. It is not, it will change like suddenly. There is procedure. We have to reciprocate with the Lord in appropriate way. It's not that I like it, I'll do just and Krishna will follow. No. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. The procedure is Dainya Atma Nivedan Goptritya Varan Avasya Rakshiva Krishna Vishwasa Palan. This is very important. Dainya means we have to be humble. It's not like I am boss. I am ruling the world. Who cares about you? Even the Vaishnava has power, but they never show. Never. Chanakya Pandit, he mentioned that the symptom of a wise person is humbleness. The result of the knowledge is humility. That is the result of the knowledge. If somebody is knowledgeable, he will be human. He will be very humble. You know, do you ever seen anywhere in the Shastra it's considered Ravana is a humble person? Or he is a saintly person. But you know, this is very funny that Ravan, in that time, he was the best reciter of Veda. But what happened?
He has very, very powerful knowledge. You know, when Indrajit died, he was giving the same, you know, what Krishna is given, that knowledge in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You know, we are not the body. Even Hiranyakashipu, a very famous story, isn't it? So they have the knowledge, but the result of the knowledge is humility. They haven't got, because they never practice it. So Daina is very important. Vaishnav, they have power, they have knowledge, they have everything, but still they are very, very humble. Example is Ambarish Maharaj. You know, when Ambarish Maharaj, in Durvasa offended to Ambarish Maharaj. We know, very famous story, all of us know. Then what happened? Ambarish Maharaj could curse him back. But he didn't. He thought, okay, whatever Krishna's desire, I'll follow that. So then he tolerated that. But what happened? Krishna never tolerated his devotees' insult. He make a very strong statement. You know, when Durvasa went to Lord Vishnu and they said, look, now on, be careful. Even my own body will do something mistake to my body, I won't tolerate. So this is the result of humbleness. If we will be humble, Krishna will be always protect. It's very important. Daina, Atmanivedan. We have to surrender ourselves. Once Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he was giving seminar, one of his disciples is saying, Guru Maharaj, you know, it is mentioned in Shastra that, you know, Guru takes all the sinful reaction of disciple. So that means, whoever will commit sinful, all you will get all of them. Is it true? He said, no, that is not true. It is depend on surrender. If you surrender 5%, so I'll take karma 5%. If you take, say, you will surrender minus 5%, I'll take minus 5% karma. There is no chance. So this depend of surrender, Krishna will reciprocate. Guru and Krishna, they'll reciprocate. That's very important. Atmanivedan, complete surrender. And Goptritya Varan. What is Goptritya Varan means? Now, we have to follow the footstep of, yes, the pure devotees or exalted devotees, those who are knows how to please Krishna. You know, that is the procedure. You know, if you want to do PhD, what you will do? Well, somebody is who finished the PhD and he has the experience on that line, you will go and take guidance from there. You will not take guidance from Sucharu, who has never went to even university. So I cannot guide you. This is the practical things. So we have to follow the right procedure. It's not, I am thinking it should be like that. Now, when we will add our mental speculation, that will hurt people and that will misguide people. This is the, and most of the people, they make the wrong decision. And that's why in our Vedic culture, there is so much corruption. Because I think it will be like this. And what Krishna said, you know, you don't think better. Whatever I think, you should think that one. You don't think yourself. So that's why Mahayana Jena Gatha Sapanta. If we follow the footstep of the previous acharyas, will be on safe line. Imagine, now you want to drive in maybe Darwin. You think, okay, I have a very nice car. I can make my own road. What will happen? I will not use government road. I'll make my own. What will happen? We have to suffer. At the end of the day, you will never approach to your destination, even not your whole life. So Atmanivedan is very important. We have to surrender and follow the footstep of the previous acharyas and those exalted devotees that please already Krishna. Goptritya Varan. Avasharakshiva Krishna Vishwasapalan, which is the essence of this purport and shloka. Krishna will protect in every step. You know, that's faith we have to go, we have to get. Otherwise, what will happen? We will be always fearful. Huh? What will happen this time? What will happen tomorrow? Huh? How I'll get this one? How I'll get that one? So instead of thinking Krishna, we'll think about our future. This is how happen when we will be fearful. But when fearless, we can think Krishna very easily. You know, if you see the past time in Vrindavan, when Gopa Balak, all the cowherd boys, what happening? They're entering to Agasur's mouth. You know, and then few of the his friend is saying, hey, wait a minute, we are taking care cow every day here. And we know this place very nicely. But we never saw this cave. It looks like something new. You know, better not to go. It will be some trap or something. Better not to go. Wait a minute. Some of them said, hey, what you are thinking, you know? You are a fool. We have Krishna. What a worry, you know? Just let's go. If something will happen, Krishna will come and he will protect us. Why you are thinking so much? But doesn't mean, you know, there is something danger, just jump into it, Krishna will protect you. No, it will depend on surrender. Copy it. When we will be in that stage, of course, Krishna will protect us every step. Look at Prahlad Maharaj, how strong faith he has. See, even though he knows there is danger, but still he don't care, you know. Lord will protect me. So that is the strong faith. Avasarakshive Krishna Vishwasa Palan. So the cowherd boy, they don't worry, you know, they don't worry about all the danger thing. Krishna will come and protect. No worries. Just let's go. You know. So we know, all of us, we know when they are in danger, so Krishna always comes and protects. So they have great faith. So that is very important in our spiritual life, in our Krishna consciousness life. And that faith will make us surrender. It will make us in front of the Lord, like, oh, you are my protector, you know, and I am protected by you. So I must be thankful to you. So it will bring us, even though it's not a pure devotional stage, but it is something, you know, beyond the material conception or material material world. And it will reestablish our relationship with Krishna. And other hand, doesn't matter how much powerful person is, but if that person is not follow the Vedic principle, is not follow Krishna consciousness, you know, if Krishna doesn't like that person, no one can protect. No one. Impossible. If you think carefully about Hiranyakashipu, you know, when he was meditating and Brahma came and he said, okay, what do you want? I want to be immortal. And Brahma said, I am not immortal. How I'll give the benediction? I don't have even the things. But demon mentality, you know. I think you can give, you know. You give me immortality. And he said, no, I don't have. So how can I give you? And then he said, oh, then I don't need anything. And then Brahma left. And then he thought, wait, you know, these guys are not so intelligent. Better make a tricks. So then what he make tricks, okay. Next time when Brahma came, he said, okay, give me benediction, I'll not die this circumstances, that circumstances, from there to here. He cover everything, up, down, day, night, everything. If you think carefully, he said what? I'll not die inside the house or outside the house. So where they left? Nothing, no place is left. And then he said, I will not die on the ground, I will not die on the sky. And then he said, no one can kill who is, like all the living entity you created, so no one should kill me. They cannot. And Brahma said, yes, okay. Then he thought, nobody left. Anyway, everybody created by Brahma. And then he thought, okay, if living entity will not kill, maybe the weapon will kill me. And then he said, no weapon should kill me. And then he said, okay. So, and then he thought, I am immortal. Nobody can kill me. Then what he said, I am Supreme Personality of Godhead, worship me. But what happened? Krishna is the most, tricky person. If we make tricks, our tricks is very little in front of him. But Krishna's tricks is like our tricks is road signal, But Krishna's tricks is flight signal. It will not, we cannot even compare. So Krishna came and then he came as a Narasingha. And he keep all Brahma's promise and he killed Hiranyakashipu. How much he was powerful? Did he sustain? No. Cannot. Because Krishna doesn't want him. So if Krishna doesn't want, so nobody will be, that person will cannot sustain. He will be destroyed. But if somebody will take shelter to Krishna, Mame Vashyasi Satyante Prati Jani Priyasime, he gives so much opportunity, so much, advantage to take shelter of him and surrender to him. But Durdaiva Midrisha Mihajani Nanuraga. Our Durdaiva, we think ourselves like whatever we are doing, we are better. We don't need anyone's help. We'll sustain ourselves. This is foolishness. This is the mentality of demoniac person. Actually, it is described in Manu Samhita that when people, all the demon, if you see, why they bewildered when they get power. So, this is another things. When devotee gets power, the more surrender to Krishna, they will be more humble. They will be more enthusiastic to do service to Krishna. Oh, Krishna gave me this opportunity. I must serve more. I must use all the ability to please him more. That is devotee's mood. Gopis were singing Gopi Gita, and after that, what they are saying? Brahma is such a useless person because he gave only two eyes to see Krishna. Why he didn't give us thousands of eyes? Why not 1,000 years to hear his glorification? So see, if they will have more heads, so they want to glorify Lord and do service to the Lord. Other hand, Ravan already had 10 heads. But what he did? He had power, he had head, so many. So, the thing is when devotees, they're in the right situation, they always surrender to Krishna, they will do more service to Krishna. They will be happy, please. Oh, I got some ability, I got some opportunity to do some service to the Vaishnavas and devotees. They will engage that one more and more. And that will make the devotees complete surrender. That will make the advancements in our spiritual life. If today I can lift 10 kilo things, if tomorrow I'll get strength, I can lift 20 kilo. So is I should have the mentality, okay, from now on I have more strength so I can do some more service. So that will make us surrender. And that will give us the happiness which you are looking for. Satisfaction. And in the end of the day, it will, you know, please Krishna. Because it is in appropriate attitude. And Srila Prabhupada, you know, he used so many times this incident, I mean this verse, Rakhi Krishna Marike, Mare Krishna Rakhike. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if you see his Saranagati song, in different way, but the meaning is same. He used so many times. Avashya Rakshive Krishna Vishwasa Palam. We must, you know, always think that Krishna will protect us. Any circumstances. When we'll think ourselves, like I'm enough capable to tackle the suffering, that is foolishness, you know. Daivi hesha gunamai mama maya durata. And we shouldn't think actually that I can sustain myself. As a devotee, we never ever should think that I have strength, I have knowledge, or I have beautiful body, or whatever, I can sustain myself. We cannot. It is impossible. If somebody will think that, you know, Krishna bhuli jayji bhagavan cha kare nikotastha mayatare japotiya dhare. As soon as somebody will think about their own ability, they lost their surrenderness to Krishna. Krishna will say, okay, you don't want, I'm fine, you protect yourself. So then what will happen? Yes, immediately Maya will grab. There's so many examples. I forgot the name. Who's like somebody was praying. I forgot. Somebody, some very ferocious. I forgot that. You know, and then he said, "Oh Krishna, please protect me, protect me." And Krishna came, you know, to protect him. And what he did? He hit with a stick. To, I think, tiger or something. And then when he hit, and Krishna stopped. Okay, you want to take care of yourself? Take care. So, the thing is, when we'll think ourselves, you know, like we can do whatever we want, or we have ability to protect ourselves. So Krishna, okay, you are independent. Whatever you want to do, you can. But the reality is, Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratvaya. It's impossible to overcome this threefold of misery. Why? Because it is powerful like Krishna. His energy is not easy. We are like what is called Prabhu Agni Sphulinga? Spark of fire. And Krishna's energy like an ocean, you know. Just one wave will wash out everything. Forget about heat or light. So it's like that. So that's why it's impossible to overcome. But mam eva je prapadante maya metam tarantite. Krishna is so merciful. He gave us every single thing what we need for surrender. He gave example, he gave philosophy, he gave Vaishnavas. And association, service, so then we can surrender to Him. In whole Bhagavad Gita is mood of surrenderness, isn't it? How to surrender to Krishna. That is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. How many times He said, so many times, you know, Sarva Dharman Parityaja, Mamikam Sharanam Braja. Every, you know, step He mentioned that He want to say Arjun that, you know, all living entities should surrender to me. Mame pavijya prapadante mayamitam tarantiti. If we want to really come out from this suffering, who just simply surrendered to him. And then what will happen? Rakhe Krishna Marege. If we surrender, if Krishna is pleased with us, who cares? Krishna will protect in every circumstances. Doesn't matter how big your enemy. You know, once I saw one of my friends, he said, you know, we never should say, oh, Krishna, I have big problem. What should I do? And I said to problem, hey, problem, I have big Krishna with me. So don't, you know, what is called? Don't bother me or be careful. So when you have Krishna with your side, don't worry. You will be protected by every circumstance. Look at Pandavas. How many soldiers Kauravas had? Unlimited. And literally, it is mentioned that Bhishma, he was so powerful warrior, if you bring all the warrior from the planet, one side, and Bhishma is another side, still they cannot fight with Bhishma. Even Parshuram is defeated by Bhishma. Lord Shiva is defeated by Bhishmadev. He is such a powerful, you know, then Lord Shiva, of course, you know, he is very pleased and he gives some gift to him. So, apart from Lord Shiva, you know, all the Lord incarnation, all the Jiva, you know, Indra or whoever is there, if they will come all in one side and Bhishma is other side, what? Still, they cannot conquer Bhishma. That much powerful warrior. And he was supporting Duryodhan. And he thought, oh, victory is mine anyway. On the other hand, Krishna, he is just driving chariot. He is not even fighting. But Arjun knows. Even Bhishma knows. Arjun will be victorious. Why? Because Krishna is protecting him. If you see through whole battle, how many times Krishna protect Arjun? So many times. So many. Arjun could get killed so many times. But Krishna protect every step. Another hand, the Kauravas, they have unlimited soldier, but still, all of them got killed because Krishna doesn't want them. So if we have faith, if we surrender to Krishna, there is no doubt about that we will be protected. We will be not protected. We shouldn't have any doubt. And it is guaranteed, it's example, practical, there's so many, everything in the in his pastime, if we see. So this is the things we have to learn. That's why Shastra. You know, that's why Srimad Bhagavatam given all the story. It is not just we will enjoy the story of, nice fighting. It's not. We have to learn from those things. That is the intention of the Shastra. Otherwise, you know, Krishna could say, you know, Sukadeva Goswami, he understands. He is a pure devotee. He could understand. Okay, we need only bhakti. Okay, just describe about how to practice Krishna consciousness. Don't give all the example. So why they given all the examples? So then we can learn. And also our mind is very flickery. It doesn't accept directly. We have to see through. We have to give some example and feelings and everything. And then we'll accept. Okay, because we have some problem. Like everything has to be logically. So that's why Krishna gave logic, example and everything. So we have to learn from those things and see the result and surrender to him. And definitely you will be protected. No one can do anything to you. So thank you so much. If I did any mistake, please forgive me. If there is any comments and questions, please. Yes, please, Prabhu.
Comment is about Draupadi. Yeah. So, he said in the beginning, on the event, he surrendered.
This is something like, you know, we have to practice through. Yes. Of course, this is a gradual process.
Okay.
The thing is, have you seen? Anyway, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur given a very nice example. In India previously, they used to arrange marriage, is called Balya Vivaha. Very small age, they will give marriage. So then boy will stay their parents' house and girls will stay her parents' house. So they will be there. When they will grown up, they will make again ceremony and they give. The girl will come to her husband's house. So when sometime the boy comes and visit, so when like a small boy and came to visit his wife or his in-law's house, what happened? The parents will say, hey, wait a minute, this is your husband. And what she will think? Oh, what husband? Why I have to serve him? No way. And then parents will say, oh, you should serve him, play with him. No, I want to go and play somewhere else. She has her own friend. She don't care about who's that boy, you know. Because she doesn't understand what is husband. And then parents, they will force, you know, they will make sure, do service. When that same girl, when she will be mature, then she will understand, oh yes, it is my husband, he is my husband, so I should serve him. Then parents doesn't have to push it. She will do herself. So the thing is, now we are practicing Shadhan Bhakti. It is by pushing, by rules and regulation. Remember this, remember that. Do not do this, do not do that. So by that, it's like parents is pushing us. So parents is spiritual master. When we'll be mature, it will come automatically. That's called Raganuga Bhakti. So that's, in that stage, it will be constant remembrance. So, the matter is practice. So now we'll listen to our parents, and our parents means our spiritual master. And, you know, by their pushing, one day we'll be grown up and mature. And then we'll remember Krishna constantly. Nobody has to remind. That time when you will not remember Krishna, so it will be very uncomfortable. So same like, you know, after when the same couple, they grow up, you know, and then keep them separate, they won't like it. But the same couple when they are kid, they doesn't want to stay together. Boy want to go play with cricket. Oh no, that time wasn't cricket. Maybe soccer. No soccer even. Anyway, whatever play was there, they used to play. Is it the question did you ask Prabhu? It's just matter of time and practice, Prabhu. And of course, the other hand, we have to train our mind. Mind is so powerful. It will always, it's like if you pour water, it will go down. And if you release mind, it will go to sense gratification. It is as easy as that.
Humility, but like it is not the Shastra saying that it is Shastra saying, of course, we have to show the humility, everything, but the tolerant, everything, you should be tolerant like a tree, or should be humble like a straw in the road. But I'm saying, it's happened, they do sometimes, the people, they come and indelible effect, the damages. Like, so my question is, how you attack it? What should be our reciprocate in that situation?
Yeah.
Can you please summarize?
Prabhuji is saying, like sometimes we are so humble, you know, so in certain circumstances come that people take advantage of that humility and misuse, or like we can say they are like they really make it complicated about that humility, or they, you know, completely take that advantage. First thing, humility doesn't mean we have to accept nonsense. That as far as I heard about it, yeah. Krishna is most humble person, isn't it? Have you seen? He has all six opulences. No one in the planet you can compare with Krishna. But what Krishna did when Yudhishthira Maharaj performed the sacrifice? He washed everyone's feet. Can you imagine how much humble he was? But same Krishna, when Prabhuji was giving example, Draupadi, he was, you know, insulting Draupadi. Did he tolerate? No. He said, everybody will get killed. Whoever saw Draupadi's this situation, whoever, everybody will get killed. You know? So, that is, doesn't mean the humility we have to accept the wrong things. We have to do the right things. When we need, it's like Krodha Bhakta Vidyeshi Jane. When we need, we should use in appropriate way without enmity, without enviness. We can use our anger, but it should be without enviness, without self-motivation and without sense gratification. So humility doesn't mean, you know, all the time do like that, you know, everywhere somebody slapping you, just very nice. No, it's not humility. Sometimes humility, if somebody attacking devotees, protect him, that is also humility. So we have to, actually, you have to be mature. You have to think where we have to be humble. In front of spiritual master, we always think ourselves as a foolish. Doesn't matter how much knowledgeable we are. There we should show our humility. And humility is such thing, it's not showing up actually. It will reveal. It will come out. Huh? Showing up humility, it will last very little time. But real humility, even though, if somebody have actually the real humility, and even though some people will take advantage of that, but that still that people, that person, he will be not affected by that incident. But Krishna will never give up. He will make sure he get punished. If we tolerate. But when something happened to someone else, so we shouldn't tolerate. Like, you know, when Nityananda Prabhu got hurt by Madha Jagai, Nityananda Prabhu said, okay, I'm fine, you know, don't do anything. But Mahaprabhu, what side? No way. I'm going to kill everyone. I will destroy everything, whole planet. Whatever Jagai and Madai. this is him. How much Mahaprabhu humble, if you see Mahaprabhu's character, so humble. But as soon as he heard about Nityananda Prabhu, he threw out everything. So this is also part of humility. So you have to understand circumstances, and we have to think, and we show our humility. And it's, humility is such things, we shouldn't be pretend. Anyway, in any circumstances, we shouldn't be pretend. Brahmana means what we are practicing, Vaishnavism. Vaishnav means they are higher than Brahmana. Brahmana means is simplicity. So imagine if somebody is Vaishnav, how much simple he should be. So it should be, you know, it comes, should be naturally. And it doesn't mean all the time we have to just, you know, dominated by someone. If karmi people will come, I remember once we had a bit problem with the outside people in Mayapur. And they, you guys sadhu and you guys fight. Why not? You are taking Krishna's things, why should you give up? You are taking for your sense gratification and we are trying to please Krishna. So it doesn't mean, we are just Vaishnava, we'll just see and sit and see, you know. Often if you, especially in Mayapur and Navadvip, they are very expert. If you will be a little bit temperate, they'll say, you're getting angry. So we have to understand the situation. But same time, we shouldn't be what is called arrogant. We have to humble all the circumstances, but when we need to do something, not for myself, not for my own sense gratification, then we can act according to the situation. Otherwise, we should remain always humble. Actually, if somebody will study, it will make humble. If somebody will read, it will make proud. So study and reading is two different things. It's very important. Study means whatever described there, we should apply and try to follow those instructions. That's why we are studying. And that will make us more surrender, more humble. We'll know what to do, what not to do. But if somebody will just read and it will just reply like parrots, it will make fright. It will give, maybe mouth will be very sharp all the time, flourishing some sloka, but there will be no feelings. So definitely, if we study, more study, we'll be more humble. It is very, very, what is it called? It's guaranteed, it's sure.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. How did Rahul get a gold in Lanka?
What, Prabhu, gold in Lanka? Almost everything was belongs to him. What about gold only?
I can hear this story. He worshipped Lord Shiva.
Yeah.
Very strongly, vehemently. And actually that gold pellets are made for Parvati. Lord Shiva made it. But because he was doing such a nice worship, the Lord Shiva was like, you take. It became more, more proudly.
Yeah. Kali attack him more nicely. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very profound.
means it. This is what it means. I was once having a conversation with a Sikh devotee, a Sikh person, a Sikh religious.
Yeah.
So then I was quoting their scripture, and I was saying, see, it's just directly saying that, you know, you have to chant the holy name of Ram, Ram Japoji Ase Ase, Dhruv Prahlad Japyo Harjase. The way Dhruv and Prahlad have chanted the holy name of Ram, you should chant. This is in the Guru Granth Sahib. So I was having a discussion with him. And then he said, he was cornered, and he said, what it actually means is, you know, so what you were saying, that he became more wiser than his own gurus.
Yeah.
Jiva Goswami Pad, he gives one terminology for such people. I try to look for it in my inbox, I couldn't find it. Something like Jnana Durvigagdha. Do you know? Those who have some knowledge, not that they are speculators completely, they have some knowledge of the scripture, but they use that knowledge to support their own conclusions and not accept the conclusion of the acharyas.
Yeah.
Or the conclusion that is the real conclusion.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, half-cooked potato, more danger than cook and raw potato. It's half-cooked, always danger. I heard that, but I don't know, Prabhu, exactly what the verse. Yeah, there is. And of course, Jiva Goswami, you know, everything makes very clear, and he strongly gave evidence. Yes, Prabhu? Huh? Brahma Bandhu.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, this is about those who are practicing, who even have some knowledge, but their conclusions are their own conclusions.
Like, you know, they speculate generally.
And it's something like Jnana Vidagdha.
Yeah, yeah, it's if you say, great example is our Bengal Mahanam Brahmachari. You heard about him? Yeah. What? He is a very scholar person. Yeah. He did PhD on Vaishnava literature. And then what he did, all the scriptures, what he's saying, like spiritual master, is Supreme Personality of Godhead, the representative of. But he used the term and condition such a way, he made himself, oh, I'm God, you God. Whoever will be guru, that person will be God. So that is the conclusion. Yeah. That's how it is misused, the Shastra. So this is very common in Bengal. They are very expert. Once I went to Bangladesh, and then they said, oh, you can drink tea, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham. I am tea. So how come you deny the tea? It's an offense. So yeah, people has their own conclusion, and then they'll go somewhere. Even they don't.
And there is a reason also in there. How to cook chai, send me which goes.
Yeah, people, and it's funny thing, it's, you know, it is very looking, it is hearing very funny to us, and they listen very carefully. Oh, you know, it is mentioned there. Yeah. So, this is also, you know, because it is mentioned in the Shastra that in Kali Yuga, some Brahmana they will be, you know, previously they were Rakshas, and they will become Brahmana, and they will destruct the people. Thank you so much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.